Hi, guys. So super excited today. I get to occupy the solo seat held by the one, the only Lucas Winkler of Marketability's podcast. Listen, the perfect day to talk about what I want to discuss with you. It is cold outside, snowing. We have ice across the parking lot. Really just a miserable day all around. And when I throw this next term out at you, you're going to say, you know what, that's pretty miserable in itself. And I'm talking about the art of cold calling. I know everybody goes, ooh, you know, take a deep breath. You know, it's awful. It really is. When you look at the cold call versus the warm lead, and we're going to talk about both of those things, and hopefully we all have a better understanding about how to do it more impactfully, effectively, and have it actually generate some clients, some interest for all of us, no matter your business. So the problem with the cold call, it's you, it's me. Yep. How many times when you get a phone call, you immediately think, okay, they're going to bug me. I'm not interested in what they're offering, and you cannot get off the phone fast enough. But I want to tell you, in the business of marketing, advertising, for instance, we have probably seen your business. We've probably visited your business. We shop at your business. We know someone who absolutely loves your business. We're calling you because, while it may feel cold from us, we're calling you because there has been a qualifier. Someone somewhere has shared with us that more people need to know about this business. So that's why we're giving you a cold call. Now, factually, you're right. Let's talk about the cold call for a second. Lower conversion rates. We know that. Very time consuming. Compared to those warm leads, we're talking about a 1% to 3% conversion rate. It's really, really low. And maybe we can fix that today. Higher rejection. Because again, people are busy. They want off the phone. You couldn't possibly have anything that they're interested in. But I'm here to tell you that we need to back up and realize that it could be beneficial. So maybe we do need to take those few minutes if it's going to mean something really, really cool for our businesses. We mentioned the time-consuming part because you have limited personalization, right? It's very tough when you call someone and they're on the phone, and even as you're introducing yourself, you're thinking, man, they're not in a good mood. They don't want to hear from me today. You know, this isn't going to work out. So there's already some doubt in your voice, and it shows, and we need to learn to just put that aside because, again, you know, if you're running a business, if you're thinking about a startup or offering the public something, you're going to need some help in the way of marketing, advertising, and that's just our industry. And I'm sure you'll find a way to apply this to your business or your service or product, what you offer. It is important to build rapport, but sometimes that can happen within a few minutes if you're willing to let that guard down. You know, how are you today? Sometimes people will open up to you. Maybe you share something. You find out that you have something in common. So that could be beneficial, you know, to start the conversation. Less business, more about, hey, I'm just calling today. Hopefully this phone call leads to something pretty special for both of us. So, you know, let's keep that in mind because we know already there is a negative perception surrounding cold calls. I don't even like that word. It sort of makes me feel like this day makes me feel very cold outside. I'm still wearing my coat. That's kind of odd, right? I prefer a warm lead, but I'll take it, you know, because here's what's happening. I write down businesses found on billboards. If I'm passing in a city street or in a town square, I'm like, okay, we want people to know about what's happening here because the last thing we want to have happen is the billboard to come down or perhaps that business closes because nobody knows that it's there. And in this day and age, we're just bombarded with information. We're bombarded with options. So you have to keep yourself out there impactfully and as efficiently, I guess. So I'm going to say that people were like, well, I have a cell phone. I can promote myself. Yes. And we encourage you to do that. But you never get that second chance to make a first impression. So I would say, as far as marketing advertising, you definitely need that image spot. You need to make sure your channels are performing the way that they should for you. And we can help you do that, or at least help to make the waters less muddy and help you understand, you know, over time what we've seen work and work very well for our clients of 12, 13 years. So now that we've talked about the cold call and we're all going to agree, we're going to be a little bit more receptive when we get a phone call to maybe listen. You know, maybe you have a time limit. Maybe you say, okay, here's what I'm going to do for you today, Mr. or Mrs. Cold Caller. I'm going to give you 3 minutes. So if you know an elevator pitch, you know you've got seconds, not minutes. So, hey, you know what? I'm going to give you 2 or 3 minutes of my time. Go ahead and tell me why you're calling me and know that I'm listening. I mean, know that you have my attention. Go. I think that would be pretty cool. And so my hope is when you hear the name Angie Wyatt calling you, you're like, okay, you know what? I saw this podcast. I'm going to give you 2 or 3 minutes. Let's go. I'm going to have what I need to say to you out in 60 seconds. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Just jot down that name and such, and we'll go from there. Now let's talk about the warm lead. Now, everybody loves that. So Joe Schmo is my buddy, and he knows that you're going to be calling today, Angie. I've already told him, you know, what you do for my business and how impactfully you have assisted me. And I want other people to know about it. And I want you to help my buddy Joe. So warm leads, by the way, the conversion rates on warm leads, they differ, but we're now, okay, we were at what, 1 to 3%. So we're now jumping into that 20 to 50% conversion. Why? Because you have trust. You already have trust established, because if Joe likes me and Joe trusts me, you're going to trust me, right? So that's one great, it's a great medium where all of a sudden walls are down. You're interested in what I have to say because Joe's already shared with you how much more business he's doing as a result of our efforts. So we have your attention. We have better qualifiers, because the other thing that's happened is, you know, when you cold call, you're doing it so much and with so many businesses and services and products, you're researching, but you're just surface. You're just skimming the surface and finding out what you need to know about this business, because obviously you know that they need some help and you're going to dive in and help them. But you don't spend as much time as you would on a qualified call, which means, you know, look, I've talked to this guy about you. He knows what I'm doing. He knows how it's worked for me. I'm fairly certain he's going to do the same. Well, guess what? I have to now research, will the same tactic work for this guy? Will the same thing that we're doing for one person or one business, will it have the same outcome? Will they be as successful with that plan? So, and I think that's something that's very important and special for people. Perhaps if you were to shock them, you know, they're expecting your call. They think they know what you're going to say based on the conversations they've had with another guy who's using your services. And all of a sudden you say, hey, what I've discovered about your business is, we need to market it this way. Here's how the advertising needs to look. Here's the placement opportunities. And, you know, maybe here are some case studies or here's some things that individuals like you, they've done over time. And here's the success rate, or perhaps here are the failures, some of the things, the pitfalls that we want to avoid. That's just as important sometime as those things that worked very well. So we got to keep that in mind with a warm lead. We need to be prepared. You got to be doubly prepared, because these people are going to trust you when you call them. The moment they pick up the phone, they're going to be expecting it. They feel like they already know you, and you better give them something. Again, I don't care if it's 2 or 3 minutes of their time. Make sure it's a valuable use of time and a credible use of time, because that's the one thing that all of us need more of these days. The personalization is important. You know, I'm going to research, so I'm going to know how to talk directly to you and about your business. It establishes that trust. We've already gone over that. And then it's just a great use of time, because I'm not having to start with the awkward, hi, I'm Angie. You know, I really wish you'd give me a little bit. I mean, by this time, people are probably trying to click or hang up, or, you know, my line is, okay, great. I've got your name and your number here. And if I ever need this, I'll give you a call, which I'm going to put into play too, that I need to give these people a little bit of my time to listen to what they have to say, because I have learned from experience that some of these phone calls, in particular, if they've researched you, they know a little bit about you. Some of these phone calls have actually turned out to be a very lucrative connection in that, hey, we recognize that you're doing this, this, and this very successfully. The reason I'm calling you is because I do this. This is like one part of what you perhaps will need to better serve your clients, and you're not currently doing it, or we feel like we could do it better, and here's why. So as long as you can make your case, you should have an attentive audience. So just remember that. The takeaway from this today, this podcast, because it's very difficult to carry on a conversation with yourself. By the way, we do encourage you to participate in these because with everybody's schedules and people traveling and we're servicing clients in different parts of the country and the state, et cetera, it's harder for us to come together. So if we could get an email from you of what you want to discuss, of what you'd like to know more about, it also helps us to drive our messaging here on Marketability's podcast produced by Growing Media. Okay. The takeaways, which we've said this for years, cold calls versus warm leads. What do you think number one would be? I think quality over quantity. Because when you're making those cold calls, man, you're dialing. You're speed dialing. You're like, boom. You know, I saw this business and this business and this business. And if they're not giving you 2 or 3 minutes of their time just to hear what you have to say, there's a lot of no thank you. Or if you're really rude, you're just hanging up. That's rude. We shouldn't do that. We shouldn't treat each other that way. Because say if you own a car lot and you call me and you're really needing to sell me a car, and if I just go, it's not nice. That is not nice. So let's give people a measured amount of time to make their case. And then if it's terrible, you block them never to take that call again, or you name it to know that you need to avoid that call moving forward. So you didn't hear that from me, but that's kind of what I do. You know, if I know it's going to come in often and, you know, too much time has already passed and we've discussed it and discussed it again and again, we can't do that. That's not a good use of time. So we're going to talk about, you know, the quality over quantity. And that's something that we really preach here in the agency, because people, we're making so much content and there's so much stuff out there, whether it's commercial content, whether it's graphics, your branding, whatever. Sometimes people say, well, I gotta feed the beast every day, and we gotta put content out there a couple times a day, and you know, we gotta get into the algorithms and all these things. Okay. Or we can just do a really good job at everything that we do, and ultimately it's going to pay off. And our customers, our future customers, our present customers, they're going to recognize it. They're going to see it. They're going to start to share it because they're excited about it. And it's going to be meaningful.